This chazar zeichen nishabach chesu shagav from Yehudim beseches zvachim daf yud beis. Rabbi Shaya had said that ben beseir holds that the korban pesach offered lishma on the morning of Rabbi Pesach is kosher. The Gemara refuted this view. The Gemara now says Rabbi Yechinen says that ben beseir holds that the korban pesach offered on the morning of Rabbi Pesach is not kosher, whether offered lishma or even when it's offered not lishma, since part of that day is fit for the shechting of the korban pesach. Fekmar Ravau asked, if this is true, then what would be the case of a kosher carbon Pesach if the animal was designated on the morning of the 14th, meaning on Erev Pesach, since it's not fit to be brought as any carbon at that point in time? We just said neither carbon can be brought, not Lishma, not Shalei Lishma, then it should be rejected at the moment that it's made Hegdish. And even if it was designated a day earlier when it could have been offered as a Shlomim, when Erev Pesach morning arrives, it's no longer fit to be offered at all and should become rejected at that point in time. And Fekmar Ravau said, it must be that the animal was designated on Pesach, as a Pesach on Erev Pesach, if the Chatzos. Another Teretz Abaya said that maybe it was designated in the morning of Erev Pesach, but since it would be kosher as a Pesach later that same day, it's not considered to be not fit in the sense that it will be rejected. A third Teretz Papa said it may even be designated the night before, and since it will be kosher as a Pesach later that next day, it's not considered to be not fit in the sense that it will make it rejected. We see this from Rav Turiki in a Braisa taught by Rabbi Shmuel as well. Zakhmar Vaiter, Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Vo, this would seem to mean that Rabbi Yechinen holds that living things can become rejected from being offered on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Vo said, this is actually correct. We find Rabbi Yechinen says this. He says, if there's an animal belonging to two partners and one of the partners makes his half Hegdish and he then buys the other half and makes that Hegdish as well, the entire animal is Kaddish, but it may not be offered on the Mizbeach and it's subject to the concept of Tumura. We see from over here three things. Number one, we see that a living animal can be permanently rejected from being able to be offered on the Mizbeach. Number two, we see that even if something is rejected at the time it becomes Hegdish, it's still considered to be a full rejection. Number three, we see that even something that only has monetary kedusha can be permanently rejected. Said, if someone ate chelev, separated a carbon chatas to bring for the Aveira, and then became a mummer, and he then came back to Yiddishkeit, he can't use that carbon because once it was pushed away, it remains pushed away. Similarly, Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rabbi Bo, in the name of Rabbi Yechinen said, if someone ate chelev, separated a carbon chatas to bring for the Aveira, and then he never became a Shoita, and he then again became sane, he can't use that carbon because once it was pushed away, it remains pushed away. And the Gemara says both these cases are needed. Why? If we would only have the first one, we would say that in that case, he's the one who made the carbon possible by becoming a mummer. But in the second case, it happened on its own, so maybe it doesn't remain possible. If we don't have the second case, we would say it remains possible because over there, he doesn't have the ability to regain his sanity. But in the first case, he can decide to become ois mummer, to come back to Yiddishkeit. So maybe it doesn't remain possible. In fact, the Gemara Yemi asks, what if someone ate chelev, separated the chatas for the Aveira, and then Bezen Paskin that chelev is mutter, and they then retracted their psak? Do we say the chatas is permanently rejected or not? So a certain elder was there when Rabbi Yechanan would discuss the cases of rejection, and he said that Rabbi Yechanan would always begin with this very case. And the reason is, this is a much more clear case, because in this case, as opposed to the above cases that we spoke about before, it's not the person who became rejected, rather it's the animal that became rejected. Mishnah said, Omer Shivim Ben Azai, Mekublani Mipi Shivim Ushnaim Zokain V'chula. What? Why the singular word Zokain when referring to the entire Sanhedrin? Mar said he was saying that they all were of the same opinion, had a singular opinion regarding this. Mishnah said, Lo Yosef Ben Azai Ela Ha'Oila. Rav Huna said, Ben Azai's view is based on the pasuk of Oila Who, which teaches that an oil has to be offered lishma, and if it's not, it's possible. Fact, the pasuk of Alshon also says who, so why don't we say it also has to be offered lishma, and if not, it's possible. Mar said the who written by in the pasuk of Alshon talks about after the burning of the required parts of the animal on his back. Now, even that burning is not essential, so we can't say that who is teaching that something has to be essential. Fact, the who of oil is also written after the burning of the pieces on the Mizbeach. Mar said, yeah, but there are two words who that are written regarding oila. Fact, by Alshon also there are two words who. Rather, Ben Azai learns this halacha based on the Kavuchayim. If a chatas, which is not entirely burned, has to be offered lishma, then certainly an oila, which is entirely burned, must be offered lishma, even le'ikuv. Fechmar, we can ask that a chatas brings a kapara. Maybe that's why it has to be offered lishma. Mar says, we see a pesach is not for a kapara, and yet it has to be offered lishma. Fechmar, maybe a pesach is only allowed to be offered at a fixed time. Maybe that's why it has to be offered lishma. Mar says, a chatas can be offered at any time. It doesn't have to be a fixed time, and yet it has to be offered lishma. So we'll go, lawyer is ekreze, but the result being, as a tzara shava, that they are both kodshim, which if shech did not lishma become posel, so we can put oila into this category as well. We can ask that a Pesach and Chatas are different, that they involve Karis, Oila does not. Mar says, Ben Azai doesn't consider that to be a significant refutation. Why doesn't Ben Azai use Kal V'Chaimer also to say that an Oshem should also be possible if it's offered not Lishma? Mar says, Pesach, Chatas, and Oila can all be offered by the Tzibur, whereas an Oshem cannot. Therefore, it cannot be grouped with them. We can also say that Ben Azai's view is based on a Kabbalah that he had, and the reason Rav Huna said the Kal V'Chaimer, which was actually flawed, was just to sharpen the analytical abilities of his Talmidim.